Sugriva and Vibhishan then came to the spot where Ram and Lakshman lay motionless. They were bathed in their own blood and barely were breathing. Sugriva was especially pained to see the two brothers completely enmeshed in the serpentine arrows which covered them, and Vibhishan took special care to comfort Sugriva. While washing the tears from Sugriva's eyes, Vibhishan said, "O King, I know that Ram and Lakshman can be revived. Rest assured, they will not die. Please guard Ram carefully while I rally the army and restore the monkeys to confidence." As the foremost monkeys guarded Ram and Lakshman, Indrajit went to Ravana and proudly reported the news of his apparent victory. And when Ravana heard that Ram and Lakshman were slain, he jumped to his feet and lovingly embraced his son. "Oh, my dear boy, how did you accomplish this most difficult feat? Please tell me everything." "Oh, my father, while remaining invisible in the sky, I first bound up Ram and Lakshman with my serpentine arrows. Then I riddled them with countless sharp arrows. Now they are lying lifeless upon the ground, and the monkey warriors are giving up the fight out of hopelessness. Considering Ram and Lakshman to be dead, Ravana then gave up all fear and anxiety. After dismissing Indrajit, Ravana called for the Rakshasis who were guarding Sita. Confident now that Sita would certainly submit to him, Ravana joyfully spoke, "Ram and Lakshman have been slain by my incomparable son Indrajit. So I want you to immediately convey this news to Sita. Take her on the Pushpaka chariot so that she may see for herself how her husband has been slain on the battlefield." After dismissing the Rakshasis, Ravana ordered the news of Indrajit's victory to be broadcast all over Lanka for the pleasure of the citizens. And when the Rakshasis informed Sita of Ram's death, immediately she fell to the ground, sobbing uncontrollably and completely overcome by shock and grief. The Rakshasis then helped her onto the Pushpaka chariot, along with their leader, Trijata, and within a moment they rose up high into the air. While flying over the battlefield, Sita could veritably see many slain monkeys and Rakshasas. Suddenly she beheld Ram and Lakshman lying on the ground, surrounded by grieving monkeys. As Sita heard the Rakshasas rejoicing, she gazed upon Ram's arrow-riddled body, his bow lying beside him, and so she was unable to contain her grief. Wailing loudly, Sita began lamenting, "Formerly, learned brahmanas, masters of astrology and palmistry, all assured me, O fortunate princess, certainly you will bear sons and never suffer for becoming a widow. And in the future, you will become the queen of an illustrious king who will perform many great sacrifices. Now that Ram is dead, I can understand that they were all cheaters and liars. For the brahmanas assured me of my good fortune, describing my auspicious bodily features. And they told me, 'O princess, you have fine dark hair, and your eyebrows are curved and separated. Your closely set teeth are even, and your rosy fingers and toes have no space between them. Your thighs are rounded, shapely, and hairless, and your ample breasts touch each other. Your navel is deep, your skin is soft, and your complexion is fair and brilliant. all of your toes touch the ground as you walk, and the soles of your feet are marked with auspicious signs of the lotus flower, indicating an exalted royal birth. Combined with your lotus petal eyes and gentle smile, all these symptoms indicate that the highest good fortune awaits you. Oh, what use are these auspicious marks now that my husband is dead? For without Ram, my good fortune has ended. But just then, Trijita approached Sita. O princess, rest assured that Ram and Lakshman are not dead, for this celestial chariot cannot carry a widow. Look below, for even though the monkeys are in a state of confusion, still they continue to guard Ram and Lakshman. What would be the necessity of guarding them if they were dead? Why, even from here, I can see their luster which remains in their faces. Therefore, O Sita, do not give way to unnecessary grief. It is certain that your husband and his brother are still alive. Sita was slightly encouraged by Trijata's words and was then escorted back to the Ashoka Grove. But regardless, while thinking of Ram's desperate condition, Sita soon gave way to grief and despair.